Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Jen.
We're still in Tree Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently we're adults, but whatever. Season 5, Episode 7, Into Club. Which obviously, if you're alive at this time, you know that's the 50 Cent song.
Yes.
That was the jam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Man, that was an era.
Wasn't it? I guess based on the title of this episode, I should have realized that that was exactly where this whole episode was going to take place.
Yeah. The entire episode is in
Trick. Yeah.
Which I guess, like, yeah, I forgot that, like, because they need somewhere to go in the evening, you know, like, mm-hmm. to have scenes and episodes happen. So they're just always at Trick.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. The only bar in Tree Hill.
Or, like, the only place.
Or, like, the only, like, club. Yeah, because
Karen's Cafe isn't open in the, like.
Nope.
Right? So they can't go there in the evenings anymore.
No. Nope.
So. We're at Trick. There's going to be a live show of the honorary title
mm-hmm.
performing. Oh, Brooke.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
She has, like, a line of shots ready to go. And she's excited because, like, everybody's back.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah. And we can legally drink now. And you're like.
It's their first time drinking together legally. And I was like, oh, you're such babies.
Yeah. And she, like, tried to make a whole thing about, like, it's the old crew and the new crew. Because, like, Millie is there and Lindsay is there.
And Lindsay's there.
And, of course, Lindsay and Peyton, like.
Glare at each other.
Daggers.
Yeah.
And the shot.
Oh my god.
Was the Brooke Davis.
Well, it's so funny because everybody takes the shot and then just like looks absolutely appalled by whatever it was. Which, yes, is when we find out it's the Brooke Davis. The sweetest thing they had with the most popular alcohol they had, which turns out to be grenadine and tequila. Which truly does sound disgusting.
I can't even. So, like, I currently own grenadine because I put it in my ginger ale, pineapple, maraschino cherry mocktail combo thing that
ooh,
I drink
like
sometimes.
A little Shirley Temple almost.
Yeah. Or, like, I got some, like, the tart cherry juice for, like, the TikTok Sleepy Girl drink.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, but again, same thing. A little grenadine.
Yeah. Oh, no, I want a Shirley Temple.
Oh, like, that's all I drank over the holidays.
They're so good.
Ginger ale, pineapple. Lots of cherries.
And then grenadine. Yeah, to be fair, I think a Shirley Temple's made with orange juice, but...
Yeah.
No, I just can't imagine what grenadine tastes like with tequila. There's something about tequila.
Like, it's not supposed to... I mean, I guess there's probably, like, a few cocktails where it's okay. Like, yeah, it's not supposed to be with things.
Well, not like that.
Yeah, not just syrup.
Yeah, like, grenadine is really just syrup.
Yeah. It's like pomegranate syrup. Like, no.
Yeah, it's pomegranate syrup. That's exactly what it is. Grenadine always makes me think of the time that my mom asked my dad to pick up grenadine for something she was making, and he came back with two, like, large bottles of grenadine. And my mom was like, what do you think we're doing with this?
Well, because that's just it, right? Like, it's literally just to, like, flavor a drink every so often.
Yeah.
Even the bottle that I got, I don't think it's a full liter, but it's close enough because like that's the smallest one that you could get
mm-hmm.
but yeah never mind two giant them. Bottles
two of them my mom was like you use like max one tablespoon in a drink
oh yeah
like max
absolute max.
Anyway I wonder if they still have that grenadine they might either way Everyone's there. They're drinking gross drinks.
Brooke and Owen are kind of, like, Owen the bartender.
Yeah.
Are, you know, flirty flirts.
Flirty flirty.
Yeah. And Lindsay immediately is like, the new crew's gonna go home.
Yeah.
Because, like, Peyton's here. I was torn in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all kind of being jerks.
Yes.
So, like, I think me being snotty right there about Lindsay isn't actually a Lindsay problem, I'm gonna have the exact same tone in my voice with Peyton and Lucas.
Yeah, they're actually all just very annoying. I think what annoys me about Lindsay in this episode in particular is that, like, because she says things that I'm like, you're correct. But then my question is, why haven't you broken up with this man? Like,
Like you know.
what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get more into that as we go on. Yep. Nathan and Haley are there. Nathan is not drinking, other than that one gross shot that he had. He's drinking water now. We find out that Jamie is having a sleepover with Skills.
Oh yeah, he knew, like, some sort of, like, no parents
Yeah.
night or something
It was
with,
really cute.
yeah.
But like Haley's all cute too, because she's like, is that means we have like the night to ourselves? Except I have questions about that later too. It's
Well,
fine.
yeah, because she says that she's, I wrote it down, because she said the house to ourselves. And as we established in the last episode, do they?
And based on who goes home with them, do they?
They don't, because they
No.
clearly drove in the same vehicle
Correct.
at the end of the night.
Which still begs the question, like,
So unless they have some kind of pool house situation.
I was gonna say, unless they have, yeah, like a separate like nanny suite.
Which then would only make me continue to question how they're paying for this house. But whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, mostly Haley's just really happy to, like, she's like, I'm so happy to have
Yeah.
you back, like, because Nathan's,
Yeah.
like, being responsible and not gonna have stupid fights and stuff. Well, and then Quentin rolls
Oh
up
my
and
God.
orders a drink,
Yeah.
and no one says anything.
I know. This I thought was really weird. Like, you're not going to tell the bartender that this kid's underage?
All they talked about was, like, because he's like, oh, I'm on a study break. And Nathan's like, oh, we have, like, early practice tomorrow. Except later they talk about how it's Saturday night. So I'm like, why would you have early
Early
practice on a
Sunday
Sunday?
morning practice.
But, like, either way,
Yeah.
even if he was one of those, like, held back a few years, he's not held back that far.
No,
And
especially not in America.
no. And, like, I thought Haley immediately was going to be like, you're underage. No, she just walks away.
Yeah.
I was like,
So
what?
weird. I know, it's so strange.
Like, my biggest problem was this whole time where I'm like, it's like we're supposed to think they're 27, 28, on the verge of 30. You know, like, they've done these things and they're coming back to, like, figure out life. They're 22,
Yeah, they're
barely.
22. Yeah.
Some of them.
Brooke is for sure 22. Some of them are probably 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then again, not saying anything about quit. I'm like, you've been struggling to and fighting with this kid to, like, you know, get him on the right
Get his
path,
shit
whatever.
together.
But then you're like, actually, you know what? It's totally cool if you underage drink, no problem. Whatever.
Yeah. I know. I know. It's weird. It's weird. It's fine.
Because that's what it was. Because, like, the next scene then is Mia and Peyton. Because Peyton asked Mia to come because they were all hanging out, but obviously she had ulterior motives.
Right.
And Mia said, and this is when I realized, because she was like, oh yeah, no, like, most Saturday nights I just sit at home, blah, 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 doing whatever. Then I was like, so then why was Nathan talking about early Sunday? Probably, like, come on. Whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. But yes, this is when Peyton springs on Mia that she wants her to open for the band. Just play one song. And I was like, that is a little bit blindsiding her.
Yeah.
But she did say she was worried if she told her ahead of time that she would just like disappear.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mia's freaking out. I feel like this episode was very disjointed.
Yeah, we jump a lot, 'cause then we ended up with
Yeah.
Brooke and Millie. And then, of course, like, Brooke's asking Owen if he thinks Millie's pretty, because we realize that she's asked Millie to come because she's going to set her up with Mouth, but Millie knows that, but Mouth doesn't know that.
Right.
That's when Brooke's like, it's okay, like, Owen doesn't realize that we're on a date either. Because she's just hanging out at the bar the whole time and like...
Brooke is so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then Carrie's there. Nanny Carrie.
Well, and, of course, she's in, like, a bare, like, a wisp of a piece of fabric dress. And even she's like, oh, yeah, I keep thinking it's just going to fall off. Yeah. I would, too. Like, I'm sure it's going to.
But as she, like, leans towards Nathan at the bar. Yeah. Well, and then she orders them two shots. And Nathan's like, I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
So she does both of them. Well, and he says, what did he say? Something about, like, he's trying to be good. And she's like, oh, I'm not. And I was like, huh.
Ugh.
Gross. She was horrible in this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally forgot about the nanny seducing thing.
I did not, but I didn't realize it was quite this aggressive.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just that whole, like, I'm not. That's what, because that just keeps happening, right? Like, in the last episode when she walked over to Nathan before she got on her knee, you know, and it's just all that, like, ugh.
Yeah, it's gross. I hate it.
Yeah. This whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
Peyton tries to give, Peyton tries to give Lucas money for rent and apologizes that it's late, and he's like, I'm not taking it. Like, no. And she's like, fine, I'll mail it to you. And she, like, walks away.
Yeah.
Lucas.
I know. In my notes, I said he won't take it because he's very annoying.
Because, of course, like, Lindsay comes up.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, obviously this is the problem. The problem. And he's like, no, like, we've just been friends for too long. Like, Peyton's different.
Yeah.
You know, we just have to... And then tells Lindsay... Mm-hmm. That she needs to work it out with Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
Just go talk to her. Can you get away from these women, please?
Right? Someone save these women from this horrible man.
Like, were the garbage producers the ones who were specifically writing Lucas, and then they let the real humans write every other male character?
I mean,
like,
maybe. I don't know.
Very possible. But he's just, like... It's just the most gaslighting, manipulative bullshit. Like,
yeah, it is.
Oh, we've just been friends for too long. It has nothing to do. You guys were never friends. I feel like we have said that in many an episode.
Yeah.
Peyton's different. You have to try and work this thing out. No.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay does not. Lucas for sure does.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton kind of does.
Yep.
Lindsay does not.
Nope.
So, of course, then Lindsay goes to talk to Peyton and is like, you don't like me. I don't like you either. There, I talked to her.
Which, honestly, valid.
Oh, yeah. That was like, I'm like, that's perfect. That was exactly.
Yeah.
Yes and yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. So then... So we get Brooke, like, introducing Mouth and Millie.
Yeah.
And him being like, oh, yeah, like, we met at the opening. And also, Mouth had gotten a text from Alice right before this happens.
Or he had, was he texting?
He had texted her.
Yeah, he was texting
her
to be like, are you coming?
To let her know where he was. Yeah. That's right. Anyway, they're cute. I think Millicent is adorable. So, like, yeah.
Well, because, like, they're just talking about how, like, you know, Millie's, like, her assistant, and he's, like, I was basically her assistant in high school.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Just, like, you know, oh, yeah, guys talk to me all the time, but it's only so they can, like, meet Brooke Davis.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Mouth is, like, oh, my God, you know Brooke Davis? Yeah. And, like, you know, they're, like, joking and teasing, and it's so cute.
Yeah, they're really cute. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Then we get Haley and Lindsay talking. Because Lindsay's still upset about, like, everything with Peyton and like how the other night Lucas had snuck off to see Peyton. And then she's like, everything these days seems to involve Peyton somehow. And Haley's like, that's not true. And then Peyton comes up and is like, Haley, I need to talk to you. And Haley's like,
Sort of, not
maybe
sort
she is all
of.
around, always around. Whoopsie. Which I mean, this is here. So like, this is Lucas's entire problem always. Whenever he's dating anybody, is that he always ends up putting too much attention on not his girlfriend.
Every time.
Lucas, please figure your shit out. What the hell? Anyway. Then, oh yes, we see Q at the bar again, ordering a shot. And Lucas is like, that better not be for you. Is Nathan also there? Nathan's there.
Yeah, because like, or like the shot's already on the bar and
Yes,
Q is about to drink
right.
it, and then
That's
that's when Lucas is
right.
like, Lucas
Yes, and then Nathan slides in.
rolls
He's
in. He's
like,
like,
no, that's
oh,
mine. And then Lucas gets his rent check delivered to him in a martini glass by the bartender. Then delivers what might be one of the most annoying lines of the episode. He says, "Why are women so screwed up?" And I was like, "I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you."
It was because even like in that last episode, some of those things that he said that I was just like, what? And that's what, yeah, like this was just like, stop, pause. What? Are you,
News
what?
flash, Lucas. You are the one who is so screwed up all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think Lucas actually wants a girlfriend who is like a human person.
Certainly not anyone who can think and have thoughts.
I think he just wants like someone who's going to be like, "Oh my God, Lucas, you're so smart. You're so brilliant. You're so amazing. Oh my God, I'm so lucky."
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew, ew, ew. Like, just no, thank you.
I hate him. Anyway, Lucas is then asking Nathan like how he and Peyton managed to be friends. To which Nathan's like, "We were never in love with each other, so jot that down."
You're like,
Because I actually, the Nathan Peyton friendship is one of my favorite things when we get it. I think they're so cute.
And that's exactly why, because they weren't in love, so they could figure out what they're
Right.
like, where they are and what they should be doing.
Also, they like respect each other as human beings with their own goals and dreams. Anyway. So then Lucas says something about how like, oh, Lindsay's mad at him too. And then Nathan, thank you, calling him out. He's like, yeah, and you seem more upset about Peyton. Touche.
Just like every single other
Yep.
time with Brooke and Peyton. Whichever one he was with, he was more concerned about the other one. Whichever one was having some sort of crisis, he was more concerned with the other one. Ay, yay, yay. And this is when Nanny Carrie rolls in and drinks that drink. And is like, what were you and Lucas talking about? And Nathan, just like, oh, just talking about our exes. And then she says, ex-girlfriends or ex-wives? And that's when I was like, they're children.
Right.
The fact that one of the couples happens to be married
Right.
is the absolute anomaly.
Right.
Because they're 22. And as we know, not that like you have to go to university or like that kind of thing, but like Haley's the only one who graduated for like a from like a post-secondary situation. Because Lucas, I'm guessing once he published his book, then he stopped coaching and stopped going to school.
I think you're correct.
Nathan, I guess maybe Nathan did.
He may have, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like he might have because, yeah, he would have
because it
been
seemed
scouted out
like it
of
was at that
college.
end of that 4 years that then
Yeah.
he was going to be drafted.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So again, the anomaly couple. And like everyone with all like, oh, like Peyton's failed. No, she hasn't, because she
Right.
tried some one thing one time.
Right.
And like Brooke being famous is a one-off too. Like I just
Right. Again, an anomaly. Like, that's weird, guys. That doesn't happen. Not that quickly.
Well, and like for Nanny Carey to be so like whatever, if all of those guys had multiple ex-wives, red flag.
Right?
Like, wouldn't that be more concerning than just trying to be a homer? Like, what?
I think she's just trying to imply that Haley should be an ex-wife.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was just too distracted by like.
That's fair. And like by the end of this episode, I was like, Nathan, you should probably tell your wife what's happening here. Meanwhile, Millie and Mouth get to be adorable. He's just like they're like telling each other like bad date stories. But he like it gets a phone call from Alice, decides not to answer it because he's like, it's just work.
Yeah.
Anyway, you just know that this is gonna end badly. I
Yeah.
mean, it's not that bad, but like it's
Yeah.
yeah,
It
anyway.
ended less bad than I thought it was.
Yes.
Unless something happens
I
like in the next episode.
think something else might happen. I'm not gonna lie to you,
Yeah.
but
But yeah, like when this happened, I was like, oh no.
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yep. Owen and Brooke are flirty again.
Oh. One, just because it's the whole like, I don't think you're really famous, and like, everyone in
Yeah.
this club's wearing my clothes, and like, everybody's drinking my drinks. And that's when Peyton comes over to say that Victoria's at the bar.
Yeah. Well, it's really funny because she's like, I'm really sorry to tell you this, Brooke, but your mom. And she's like, oh, yeah, she's a bitch. I know. And Peyton's like, no, she's here. And Brooke is like, excuse me? In like a leopard print.
Oh, so much leopard, so much, yeah.
Oh, man. Looking
They,
like full cougar.
oh yeah, and they like, that was a very conscious choice because like,
Oh,
it didn't
100%.
even look like something Victoria would actually
No.
wear.
No, it didn't.
So it was just her trying to
Yes.
be provocative and annoying as always.
Yep. Yeah, so they get into it because Brooke wants her to leave, and Victoria's like, no. They talk about the Macy's meeting again, and Brooke's like, yes, because you work for me, remember, not the other way around. Yeah. And then Victoria says something about like trying to embarrass her out of town. So she is there specifically to embarrass Brooke.
Yeah, she like goes and starts dancing with young men.
Yes. So Mother of the Year award right there. Many bad parents in Tree Hill.
I know, like it was better when they weren't around.
Yeah.
Because at this point, she's the only parent we have.
Yeah, because Karen's not there.
Karen's not there.
Dan's in prison.
We've had
I
zero
don't know
mention
where
of
Deb
Deb this
is.
whole
Yeah.
time. No one has said anything about Deb.
Nope.
Whitey's not even around.
Nope. Peyton's dad is, I don't know, on a boat somewhere, probably.
Yeah.
Not in the house, we found out.
No.
Oh boy. And Haley's parents, I'm assuming, are again off gallivanting doing their thing. Yeah. So. Indeed. This is why all these kids think they're like grown adults. It's because they've been adulting since they were like 16. Yeah.
Like, I think what it is that, like, and I know I say this like 7 times an episode, but I just didn't remember that. And I know that this always happens with any of the
Yeah.
teenage shows because no one's actually a teenager and they're all like in their
Right.
20s. But it like the time jump should have been 8 years or something, you know, like
Yeah.
because we didn't, or you know, have seen a year of university and then a jump or something because they're 22.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Yeah, I know. I can't take it seriously because they're 22.
Yeah. Or just like not giving us a timeline and just been like in the future or
Yeah.
something. Mia's
Yeah.
freaking out. She's playing pool and like getting every single shot.
Yeah.
And that's when Peyton and Haley were like, "Yeah, you're doing okay." She's like, "No, it's because I'm not thinking." So of course they're like, "Well, don't think about it. Like, just go out and play." Mia, mia.
Yes, that was basically my reaction to that as well.
Yeah. Mouth and Mia are being insanely cute.
Yeah.
They're playing. It's not rock, paper, scissors,
No,
it's
it's.
Ninja Bear Hunter.
Yeah. So funny. So they're like back to back and then they have to like turn around and it's really
She was the
cute.
hunter and he was the bear, and you're like,
Yeah.
But then that's when he sees Alice.
Yes. Yeah. So he like excuses himself to go talk to her. And Alice, of course, is like, let's get out of here. Her mouth is like, no. Well, because that's when he's like, I think we were going a little fast. And she's like, oh yeah, that's fine. Go enjoy your evening. And I was like, oh, she's gonna do something terrible.
And then she does.
Yeah, she does. She does indeed. Yep. Because I'm like, she's not that nice. She's about to be real mean.
And then Nathan, Haley, and Brooke have a quick moment, and Brooke's like, "There should be no moms allowed." And Haley's like, "I'm a mom," and like, I don't know. And then they kind of leave, and then Nathan's just like, "Okay," because he's
Yep.
just like by himself.
I know. And I'm assuming he's like not walking around as much because he's still like not quite as mobile, but I don't know based on the end of
Yeah,
the
like that
episode
made sense for me,
how.
right? Because then like, and
Yeah.
it was actually like a good way to kind of make the bar like a spot where like
Yeah.
it was natural, despite us not liking many of them, it was
Right.
natural for everyone to like come because either they would, you know, take a break from dancing to, like, it just made sense. And then also, yeah, then he wouldn't be like walking and wandering around, so I liked it too.
Oh yes, then Lucas and Peyton are arguing about the rent again. Because he keeps trying to like get her to just not pay rent.
Well, and she's like, he's like, "You're not just a tenant." And she's like, "I am now. Like,
Yeah.
listen to me." And which one of them was like, "I can't talk to you?" I think it was her. It's like, "Yeah,
Yeah, she
good.
said, I
Don't
think
talk
she
to her."
says something like, if you keep talking to me, you're going to get in trouble. And sure enough, like Lindsay is watching the whole thing happen.
Well, right. That's what it was. That's why
Yeah.
she said, "I can't talk to you." 'Cause...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh,
Brooke
there's a
and
little bit.
oh,
Yeah. Oh, Brooke and Owen.
they're talking about their future, and that's when like he realizes that Victoria is her mom, and she's just like, "Oh my God, is that gonna be my future?"
Oh boy.
Oh, then we get in like Nanny Carrie and Nathan again.
Hate all of this.
One, because like benefit of the doubt for Nathan, I mean, definitely by the end of this, like he's fully clued in. But I think he's still just trying to be like, oh no, it's cool, like whatever. And he's like, oh man, like I don't know what kind of girl Haley hired, you know. And, oh, what kind of girl is that? Oh, well, you know, one that drinks some skinny dips. Oh, and like, you need to be careful. And then that's when we find out he didn't tell Haley. Which, of course, is like, Nanny Carrie's like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, hated that. Well, and she does a whole act like she didn't realize that he saw her skinny dipping. She's like, oh my God, I didn't think anyone was around. That's so embarrassing. And I was like, I'm gonna punch you in your face.
A dislike.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Then Lindsay and Lucas. She finally asks like why he was over at Trick the other night. And he says, what does he say? He came over to try and convince his friend to be nicer to the girl that he loves. And Lindsay's like, yeah, I'm still trying to figure out which is which. And I was like, girl.
Well, and again with the like crap, because he says something like, oh, like, why didn't you tell me that you like went and you saw that I was there? And she's like, no, why didn't you tell me you went there? My God.
But this is also when I'm like, break up with him, break up with him. What are you doing?
Yeah, like at this point,
If
like,
you can't figure out which is the girl that he is in love with, you need to dump this man.
and yeah, I'm just like, I can't. Why is she still fighting?
Yeah, like,
Since
why
we
does she
said
want
since the
him at
beginning,
this
she's
point?
read the book. Like,
Right,
why?
right. And she says something later on, too, that I'm like, yeah, correct. I just, like, don't understand why. I mean, I have so many questions by the end of the episode. Anyway, she storms off. We see Brooke's mom dancing with some guy. Peyton goes over to Brooke. And just like complaining about needing a new office, and they go a little bit back and forth about like Brooke being like, yeah, because it's so big and so free, like how terrible for you. But then she wants to know, she wants Peyton to tell her that she doesn't dance like her mom.
This whole like thing with them, this whole like this scene is so cute because they are like getting digs in, but like they know that it's because we've seen them actually be mean to each other.
Yes.
Even this one, like it ends with them like calling each other a bitch or whatever, like
Yeah.
they're, you can. Oh
Yeah. Well, because then they like they're just like Brooke says something about how Lindsay is threatened by Peyton. And Peyton's like, I didn't come back here for Lucas. And Brooke is like, okay. Sure you didn't, bestie. So funny. She's like, okay, Peyton, you keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, I'm not after him. Okay.
Girl, you're always after him.
It's a thing where like Brooke's calling her out and like Peyton knows it, but like they're not being mean about it. But yeah, then when Peyton goes to leave, she's like, "You do look just like your mom when you dance."
Oh, man. Oh, yes. Then we go back to Millie and Mouth, who are like just talking, having a good time. And he gets a text from Alice saying, kiss her and you're fired. Which is, of course, when Millie is all like, oh, I'm so glad Brooke set us up and like leans in to kiss him. And Mouth pulls back.
And like Millie instantly is like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And she like runs away and you're just like,
I love Millie so much. I think she's so cute. Like, mean. Well, and it's so funny Owen goes by at that point. He's like, yeah, I hate it when hot girls hit on me too. And Mouth just looks so upset. Oh man. Mia's still freaking out. Haley and Peyton are trying to like chill her out. Peyton's like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Which is, of course, when they look out into the club and see that, what's his name? Jason has showed up. I had him down as K-Fed the entire time because I couldn't remember what his name was in
Because
the
he's
show.
credited as J-Fed.
It's really hilarious. Anyway, commercial break.
Yes.
I love when you can tell exactly where the commercial breaks were. It's fun. Oh yes, then he goes over to Nanny Carrie and wants to like buy her a drink, and he's like so skeezy that I can't. And then, except then she says that, oh, her date bought her one, and I was like, get out of here.
And like, obviously, she's trying to get rid of skeezy K-Fed.
Right.
I get it. Which I'm like, fine, leave it there.
Right.
But then as he goes to sit down, Nathan swoops in and is like, oh, like, that's my seat. Don't sit in my lap. Like, as if he's the date that bought the
Right.
drink for
Right.
Nanny Carrie.
Yeah, it's really annoying. Although it's really funny then because then Jason's like, I was just looking for somebody to dance with, and Nathan just looks at him like fully straight faced and is like, no thanks. That's so good. But yeah, then Carrie's like so annoying because like Jason leaves and she's all like, oh, I've never seen your jealous side before.
He wasn't jealous. He was doing what a guy who's a
Right.
good friend to a girl in a bar should be
Right.
doing.
Right.
Or like any person who's with another person at a bar.
Right.
You swoop in and you're like, oh, haha, we're together. Get away, skeezy guy. Like,
Yeah.
ugh.
Which, like, to Nathan's credit, he's like, you still haven't. Which apparently Nanny Carrie takes as a challenge. Because then she decides to go dance with douchebag Jason.
And it's like, cool, that's your loss, my dear.
Right? Like, gross. Nathan's just like, okay. Well, and this is when, like, I love how Quentin's just popping in, like, here and there, just to be like, hey, teacher friends. Oh, because he, like, thanks Nathan for covering with him, with Lucas, with the drink, saying that it was his. But then says something about how he was flirting with the nanny.
And yeah, like, don't worry, I got your back. Like, I'll cover for you too. And
Yeah.
Nathan's like, N
Nathan's like,
no.
I'm not flirting with her. What? She's flirting with him.
Yeah.
100%.
And he's not flirting with her,
No.
but he's not
He's not shutting it down either.
flirting. Yeah, like
Yeah.
he should be more adamant in the shutdown.
He
And
really
it
should.
that's why like Quentin's like, no, it's cool. Like, I got you. I got you. And you're like, oh. Maybe Nathan did need to hear that.
Yep.
Yeah. But I didn't really get this whole like. It's like Peyton and Haley and Mia, 'cause of course,
Yeah.
like, Mia's freaking out because, like, Jason's there. And Peyton has this whole, speech of, like, you know, stand up to the person who, like, held you down. And you're like, okay.
I know.
And, like, but then she tells Haley, like, when Mia goes up, that, like, she didn't actually invite, because she tells Mia that she invited him,
Yes.
but then tells Haley that she didn't.
Yeah.
So it was just some sort of, like, motivational
I
speech, I
guess
guess.
it's weird.
And it just came so, like, oh, somebody who held you down. Like, who held you down, Peyton? But then, of
Yeah.
course, like, Jason just starts, like, heckling and whatever. But then she, like, plays and burns the house
Yes. Well, because
down.
she's like, you can see she just like, instead of it freaking her out, she just gets really pissed and then puts all of that into the song.
And then, yeah, the song goes on for a while. Like, we get the whole, like,
Yes.
performance. Something with, like, oh, Brooke and Lucas are talking about
Yes.
Peyton and Lindsay.
Lucas tries to get Brooke basically because he's like, you like both Peyton and Lindsay, right? Like, can you talk? Like, basically, he's trying to get get Brooke to be the intermediary to get them to get along. And Brooke's like, dude, I can't do this. Like, Peyton's my best friend, and also neither of us really believe she didn't come back here for you.
Yeah,
So,
she
like,
flat out says, like, there's no point.
right.
Like, she came back for you. She's my best friend.
Yeah,
Like,
like, I'm not doing this.
no. No. Oh, and then I like this. So, like, the
Yeah.
song's still going on. Mia's just like crushing it. Owen brings Victoria a drink on the house. Or, like, she's like, oh, what's this for? And it's called the Bitter Shrew. And it's totally from Peyton. And she's like pointing at Mia, being like, nah, nah.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, it's good. But like also there's just these like really gross shots also while she's playing up like Carrie just like staring up at Nathan all like, and I'm like, gross,
Oh,
stop it,
yeah,
Nathan.
I
Why are you
missed
hanging out with
that.
her so much? Blech.
Thankfully. Thankfully, I missed
It was gross. I hated it.
that.
Oh, then Brooke and Mouth talk. Because she asks what happened with him and Millie. And he's like, oh, it's bad timing. Like, I'm dealing with a lot at work. But then he ends up actually telling her that he's been sleeping with his boss. Brooke's like, I wish you'd told me that before I set you up with Millie. Like, Jesus.
Well, and then he talks about like how he's like in line for this job, this position. Heyo. And Brooke's like, excuse me?
Yeah, Brooke's like, what now? Did you just say what I think you said?
Well, then I think she even says, she's like, you know, when the mouth that I knew comes back, let me know. Like, oh, yeah. Is that when she like goes to offer him
Yeah, the her phone
Millie's
number.
number? Yeah. And then, yeah, he doesn't take it. And you're just like,
Anyway, and then it's time for the honorary title to play.
Yay. Should I have known them? I feel like I should have known them.
Listen, I also feel like that. I know I've heard of them.
Yeah, like it was one of those things where I was like, I think that maybe sounds like something. And then the song was even kind of that generic enough of like, oh yeah, maybe that does sound like something, but I don't.
The second song they play, I definitely recognize, but I'm also fairly certain I recognize it from the official One Tree Hill soundtrack.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well. So they play. Oh, and then this is when Mia like tells Jason off, but then he slaps Haley's ass, and then Nathan of course goes to fight him, and
Obviously.
Haley is like, "Do not,"
Right.
and he's like, "Oh, I'm not going to, whatever." And then Quentin comes in and like decks K-Fed
Oh,
so
honestly, it was
hard,
so good.
just like yes. Well, because like this episode feels like it's pushing towards the Quentin Scott family situation that I know is coming. So I was just like, yes.
Yeah, it was great.
But Haley's mad.
Yes, Haley's pissed. Which, valid.
Yuppers. Well, Brooke and Victoria.
Yeah, they just like, I mean, they're just having the same conversation over and over again. It's just Victoria being like, oh, you've lost your way since you came back here. And Brooke being like, no, I'm happy now. My friends are here. And Victoria being like, your friends are using you. And I'm like, for what?
That's just it. Like, I don't know why she keeps going on and on about that
It's
because.
so weird. Also, they've been her friends since high school and with Peyton longer than that. So.
And aside from Brooke investing in the record label, what, like what? So, like, yeah, Peyton's staying at her house, but Brooke paid it for that house anyways. She's not like paying for like Peyton to have her own house. Who else is she giving money? Like, she hasn't.
I have no idea.
I do not recall any evidence of her giving any money to anyone else
No.
in Tree Hill.
Haley and Nathan obviously have their own money somehow.
Yeah. I guess Lucas does too, plus his house is free. We know that Mouth and Skills are working.
Like, it's weird. It's so strange.
She's not get like these friends aren't doing
No,
anything
it's so
aside
bizarre.
from making Brooke like remember her life and herself
Right.
and not be just like a robot in New York.
Yep.
What I hate because just like she says, one that comes up later too, which is just like, like your behavior's ridiculous. And you're like, ugh, no, your behavior's ridiculous.
Right.
No, you've lost your way. No, actually, Mom, I think I found it. And you're like, yes, correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Brooke.
Oh, and this is when Haley lets Nathan know how she
Oh,
feels.
yes. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, she like lays into him about like this is his first time back at a bar since that happened, and like he can't control his temper, like he's learned nothing.
And he keeps saying, like, I was gonna walk away, and she's like,
Yeah.
no, like, that doesn't.
Yeah. Well, no, and she says too, like, no, like I had to get in between, like, you know?
Would you have
'Cause,
had I not? Like,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, because he's like, what am I supposed to do? Just stand there? And she's like, yes. Like, that's what I expect you to do. I expect you to do it, to leave it. Like, I'm not a damsel in distress. Yeah.
Heck yeah, Haley.
Yeah. Yep. Then we get Lindsay and Lucas, and Lindsay is finally like, yeah, I'm going home now.
Oh, and
Which
then
then Lucas
this.
tells her she's being ridiculous.
And she's like, yeah, I am being ridiculous. See how my hair is more blonde? It's like Peyton's. I'm like being single white female. All the stuff that I've been doing, like acting like a crazy person, like doing all these things, it's finally her realizing, like, this is wrong, this is stupid. And hopefully, in this moment, she had made a decision.
Well, yeah, because she says like she knows Peyton's the reason Lucas started writing again.
Yeah, and she doesn't want to be part of.
Yes, she doesn't want to be a chapter in that book. Like, yeah, girl, you know what's up here.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep waiting for you. And he's like, I want you.
Ugh.
And she leaves, and like, man, if there had just been more cabs in Tree Hill, or like faster cabs, something. Anyways, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
At this point, it seems like she's had the epiphany that we've been screaming about for
Yeah.
six episodes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the whole time of us being like, did she read that book? She read that book. Yes, she did.
Did she?
Apparently, she didn't internalize it until now. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anywho. Alice is still there, so Mouth confronts her and is like, what the hell was this? Like, and then finally, he's like, we're done here. She's like, I'm sorry to hear that. You're fired, which obviously predictable. And he's like, well then, guess I'm fired. See you later.
Yeah, it was just that, like, you've taught me that work isn't as important as
Yep.
life, or like, life is more important than work, blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's when he, like, storms past Brooke and takes the napkin with Millie's number. Yes!
Yes. I
I can't, like.
can't remember what happens with those two.
Yeah, like, are they endgame? I can't remember.
I cannot
There's some
remember.
kind of game. There's a game for a
100%
while.
for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't remember how it ends up. Yeah. Anyway.
Yay.
Ugh.
Peyton and Lucas again.
The rage I felt. Now listen. Okay, so Lucas confronts Peyton and says, "Do you have an alarm in your head that goes off every time I'm happy with someone else?" Now listen. Lucas is an asshole, and he's an asshole for saying this. He's also not entirely wrong.
Yeah, that specific thing is slightly correct.
Yeah. He's a little bit correct here. Because that does seem to be exactly what happens with Peyton, is like she backs away from Lucas. I mean, not in this most recent scenario. That was entirely Lucas's fault.
Yes.
Most recent scenario aside, all through high school, it does seem like anytime Lucas was with somebody else, that's when Peyton decided she wanted him. So he's not really wrong, but he is wrong at this moment.
Yes. And then that's because, of course, and you're like, what do you want from me? And that's, of course, when Peyton's like, I should have said yes. And you're
No,
like,
you shouldn't have. No, you shouldn't have.
no.
Incorrect.
And just the whole, like, I was young, blah, blah. I'm like,
You're
you're
still
still young. That was only 3 years ago. You were 19.
only 22.
Like, 19 and 22 is same age.
Like, me out here being like, I don't think you should get married before the age of 25, but whatever.
And even then, like, oh. And then she kisses him. And
Ugh.
then he kisses her.
Yeah, then they're like making out.
And that's when
Haley
Haley
walks
James
in.
Scott sees.
Yep. Haley just getting disappointed by people all over the place today.
Yeah. So, of
Like,
course.
Haley's already pissed, and now
Yeah.
she's like double
Oh, yeah,
pissed.
because you could tell, like, she clearly, like, went in to be like, I'm leaving, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, standing there, like, angrily with her purse, like,
Oh,
oh.
yeah.
And so I guess at this point, it seems as though they have reconciled and gotten back together
I
in this
guess.
moment. Because they're both kissing, and he's like, I have to go see Lindsay.
Right.
And you're like, fair.
Obviously, that's what you should have done before you kissed her, jackass.
Yes. Or at the very least, I think we're meant to believe that he is going to see Lindsay
Right.
to
To
end
break it
it,
off.
to
Yes.
then be with Peyton.
Yes. Because that would be the sane, normal thing to do.
Yes.
Even though I think that she just shouldn't be with him at all because he's horrible. But anyway.
Yes. And I, because again, I don't quite remember what happens like
Me
next
neither.
episode,
Me neither.
but I feel like that maybe is what he was going to do.
I also feel like that is maybe what he was going to do.
In this moment, right now.
Yep.
Brooke and Peyton are talking after this, and that's when Peyton's like, I did come back for Lucas.
And Brooke's like, no shit.
I love this so much because she's like, I know, you had your Lucas stealing face on when
Yep.
you picked me up at the airport.
Yep.
Or when I, whoever picked up,
Yeah,
whoever up at
since
the
you picked me
airport.
up at the airport. Yeah.
And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, what?
She
Lucas
says,
stealing
what?
face.
Lucas stealing face?
And Brooke is like, well, I mean, it's just your face. Like, it's
Yeah,
just your
the only
regular.
face you got. Oh, man.
And
But like this
that's.
is true. This is when Brooke is like, Lindsay doesn't stand a chance here. Like, I've been the Lindsay in this situation before. It
Yes.
is not fun, but like you guys are meant to be together, which gross. I think that's gross, but
Yes.
whatever.
And she says, like, go get him.
Yeah.
So then we see Peyton going. Haley
Yeah.
and Nathan and Nanny Carrie get home.
All together because they came
Yeah.
home all together because Carrie's living there, allegedly,
To the point
seemingly.
where they're going out to the bar together
Right.
in slutty clothes. It's not even that it was slutty, it was just like barely a piece of fabric stuck on her body.
It's just that she keeps throwing herself at Nathan, and it's gross.
Yeah. Haley's mad, so of course she just like goes straight upstairs.
Yeah.
And so of course Nathan's talking to Nanny Carrie, and you're like, stop talking to her.
Right?
Well, he's just like, no, like, I do have to work on my temper, like, I need to work on this, like, Haley doesn't need rescuing, like, this was my thing. She's like, oh, like, I would love for some guy to come to my rescue.
Barf.
Well, that's bad for so many reasons.
Right.
And just like, like, I hope I'm not trouble, and like, oh my God, like, I'm kind of drunk, so sorry if I said anything, but like,
But I
I
meant
meant
all of
it. Yeah,
it.
and if I said anything, like, Troublesome. I meant it. And you're like, ugh.
Gross. Well, and then she's like, I'm going for another swim. I knew you were watching the other night. You know, you can see better with the lights on, and like turns the outside lights on as she's going outside.
Just
Like at this point, this is when Nathan needs to be like, we need to fire her. She's hitting on me.
yeah, this is inappropriate. She needs to go.
Yeah. He does at least turn the lights back off. And I'm like, Nathan, I mean, listen, I suppose I understand why he didn't tell her this tonight. Like on this night, she's already mad at him. Haley's already pissed. He's like, maybe I'll deal with this later. Get it. But like, man, you need to figure that out soon.
Well, and then we had Brooke and Owen again. And just
Someone
kind of talk.
finally acknowledges that 22 is not that old.
Yeah. And he's saying, like, everything's still new to you, so it's okay. Like, you're not supposed to
Right.
be some perfect expert in everything. You're acting your age.
Yeah.
Victoria isn't.
Right.
Then, of course, again, Brooke's like worried, like, oh, am I going to end up like alone in a bar at that age? And he's like, no, like, you have friends.
Right.
And she asks, like, okay, are you going to ask me out now? But then he's kind of teasing and he says, like, no, like, you're too young for me when you grow up. And like, she laughs and it's like teasing. But then I'm like, well, how old is he supposed to be? Like, is this all a joke or like, is she too young for him? Like, I don't know. I didn't understand that
I don't
bit.
know how old he's supposed to be. I wouldn't think he's supposed to be much older than like 25.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, like, I get that like, they were teasing about it because like Victoria's old and whatever, but it was still just kind of
Yeah.
weird.
I did appreciate that somebody did acknowledge that 22 is still very young, though.
Yeah, and an age where like you're not supposed to have everything figured out.
Right. You're supposed to kind of act like an idiot when you're 22, because you are kind of an idiot when you're 22.
Absolutely. Oh man. So Nathan and Haley are in bed. Previously, they had joked about having the the night to them, the house to
Yeah.
themselves, some sort of like stripper situation. Nathan talking about like champagne room, Haley being like, haha, but you're gonna be the stripper. So of course, like Nathan crawls into bed and he's like, so champagne room? And of course it's like, no.
Yeah, no.
And of
Haley's
course,
still mad.
like he apologizes and she does the like, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
Yikes.
But then she says,
Ugh.
at least I don't have to worry that you're like sneaking around with another woman and you're just like, and then Nathan kind of was like, ugh.
Well, yeah, you can see him like look over at their balcony door, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Then we get the last scene, and I can't.
So Peyton comes by to see, goes by Lucas's house to see him,
Yep.
knocks on his outside bedroom door. Lindsay answers. And she's clearly been crying or is crying or whatever. Her eyes are wet.
Yes.
So Peyton starts like apologizing, thinking that he's broken up with her, which would be the logical conclusion to come to. But this is when she's like, Lucas asked me to marry him. And she's got Peyton's engagement ring on her finger.
And then, like, Peyton has this, like, scary movie scream, just like face of like eyeballs wide and like,
Well,
what?
because okay, for so many reasons. Like you make out with your ex-girlfriend who you're clearly still in love with.
Yes.
Go ask your current girlfriend to marry you as like a solution or something.
And he's just standing there, like, plain faced.
Yeah.
So, like, not. Because it's that moment of like, oh, is he gonna be like, yay, Lindsay? Or is he gonna like, mouth like, oh, I'm sorry, or like something, but he's just kind of like standing there, stupid.
Yep.
And that's how the episode ends. Obviously.
But also, like, if you're Lindsay, why are you saying yes? Like, after that whole night, if I stormed out on the person I was dating because I thought that they were still in love with their ex, And like everything that had happened that night had happened. And they came home and proposed to me. I'd be like, are you fucking stupid?
Yeah, like that in itself is like so much work. Like that sounds so much more disingenuous. Like,
Right. I'd be like, what are you doing here? What is this? Trying to prove something to me? Trying to prove something to yourself? Like, this is not, you can't fix a relationship with an engagement. It's not how that works.
yeah.
Although Lucas apparently doesn't understand that, because it's definitely what he was trying to do with Peyton.
This is a go-to. Oh, so bad.
So bad.
And like I don't remember how fast or
Me
not
neither.
fast this
Same.
sorts itself out.
Same.
Ugh.
Samesy,
Oh, so we don't have anybody new in this episode.
Nope.
Did you have a song of the episode?
Not really.
I guess it's just, yeah, like the
I guess it's
honorary
just like the honorary
titles.
title.
Yeah, and like they had, because they had like a bunch of songs, like right for like from when they
Yeah.
play, you see them playing two songs, and then it's also like the end montage
Yeah,
song. Like,
exactly.
I think that one was Far More. So,
Yeah.
yeah. These people that we think we're supposed to know. Shout out to you guys, honorary
Yeah.
title. You can have it. What did you have for a quote?
So I went with the one where Brooke, with the back and forth with Brooke and Peyton, where Brooke says, you've had your Lucas Dealing face on since I picked you up at the airport. And what Lucas Dealing face? The only one you got, because it was just so good. And I love that Brooke is now in a place where she can joke about the whole thing, because
Yeah.
like it was not a fun time for her.
No. And like, well, despite our feelings about actual Peyton and Lucas,
Yes.
I like that Peyton has Brooke
Yes,
back
agreed.
as her friend on her side, somewhat helping to remedy this, get them back together or whatever. But just like, Peyton has someone who
Yeah.
understands, but also like is just kind of like there for her. And it's always so much better when they're friends and like the
For
fun
sure.
banter. So like even when they have that kind of like bitchy back and forth, like it's not, they know that it's just fun and like, but yeah, absolutely
She's so
the
good.
just like as soon as she
So
you had your
funny.
Lucas stealing face, like
Yeah.
that right there, I was like sold.
Well, up until that point, I actually had another quote
Yeah.
earmarked, which was another Brooke quote, and it's when she's talking to Haley and Nathan and said that there needs to be a no mom rule. And then Haley's like, I'm a mom. And she says, you don't count. You got married and pregnant before you graduated high school. You'll be safely locked in a home by the time you're 35. So Brooke had some zingers in this episode.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Because that was my quote until the Lucas Stealing face
Well, because
happened.
even like earlier too, she was talking to Peyton about Owen, and she's like, "Oh, I bet we're gonna have sex on this bar."
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And because she has so many of them, right? And it was the like, "Ooh,
Yeah.
not many people can handle a Brooke Davis," and it was because like that was like for the drink, but like herself, and she's just like all that stuff. So yeah, but no, the Lucas stealing face, I was like, "Oh my
Oh yeah,
God,
it's the winner
I
for
know that
sure.
face."
Yeah.
So who did you have as most annoying?
I mean Lucas.
Fair.
But there was a lot of annoying in this episode, to be honest.
Yeah. Everyone kind of was. But
Because,
again,
like, Nanny Carey was also very annoying.
yes. I feel like if Lucas hadn't said, "Why are women so screwed up?"
Correct. That's the one that
Even
did it for
with
me.
everything else he said, where he calls Lindsay ridiculous, all of the stupid manipulative gaslighty crap that he says, if he had left that one out,
Yep, I agree.
I probably would have given it to Nanny Carey because, like, she's bugging me.
Right. Agreed.
But it was just like one too many garbage comments from Lucas.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
Man, where do we go from here?
I mean, I'm excited too because I don't remember how Haley reacts to this engagement, but I'm sure she's going to be pissed at Lucas, which I always am a huge fan of.
Yeah, that's like literally like the first one of the first lines in the little like synopsis is Haley's mad at Lucas
Obviously.
because she saw them kiss, and
Right.
then I'm guessing when she finds out about Lindsay, it's just gonna be like, pardon me?
I would smack him across his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like, are you stupid? What are you doing? I mean, I wouldn't be friends with Lucas in the first place, but.
Yeah. I know, it's, like on paper, it's, oh, the broody writer, yes. No.
No. Listen, the writer character is almost always the most annoying one. Yeah.
Know, I
Yeah.
know. Which makes me feel things about myself.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it looks like just it's a continuation of everything that happened. Mouth getting fired, Millie, Nanny Carrie, the
Ugh.
engagement.
See, like, I can't remember when this, when that all comes to a head. Everything with Nanny Carrie.
Well, because like, does it kind of go the whole like seduction route and then something ends and then
I was
that's
gonna
when the
say,
other thing
I
starts?
feel like maybe she must get fired.
Yeah, and then that's when like, because like that would make the most sense.
And then, yes, and then things happen. Right?
Yeah. And like, doesn't Dan come back at some point?
Yes.
Oh, Paul
Oh,
Johansson
okay.
directed the next episode.
I just saw something about a parole hearing for Dan. So, that explains how that's happening.
Oh, yeah, and then at some point they have to play basketball. Right.
Right.
The kids have to play basketball because Q has to play basketball. And, like, does all of that happen in this season or does it flood into the next season?
I truly don't remember.
Don't know if I can handle all that if it's in the same season.
Wait, wait, wait. The wedding episode is episode 12?
That's correct. Not that there's a wedding, but maybe there's a
Oh,
wedding.
that seems like everything happens in that episode.
Oh, yeah, there's just like weird little things happening.
All right,
Oh,
well.
and then the thing with
Uh-huh.
the dog maybe happens.
In this season?
Well, maybe not. Something about 6 months, but anyway. Just because that to me is so hilarious.
It is hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, for anyone who doesn't know, something with Dan and a dog happens,
Yeah.
and it's, I
It's
mean, it shouldn't
funny.
be hilarious, but it's
It is
hilarious.
because it's Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because just like, could you imagine to have like been there and like witnessed that happening?
No.
Like, what are you like, what would you even do? I don't know. Anyways. We're going to be back next week. We are going to attempt to survive the fallout of
Ugh.
Lucas proposing to Lindsay.
Yeah.
Buckle in. We're going to do what we can.
Yeah, we are.
We'll see you then.
Bye.